It's Monday, news listeners. Time to get today's edition of the news show started. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It is the 17th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend. And we got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Nope, not M1, not 2. No, I'm talking about M3, Equip Max, as in IMAX. They actually might be coming in October now. Here we were talking about an iMac in last week's shows. Yeah, it won't be coming out to 2025. Well, now Mark Gurman seems to have been saying other things. Those things being that a new product launch is coming this October and will involve the iMac line. Gurman also went on to say he thinks this will be post-iPhone 15 launch for one product not to be overshadowed by the other. Now, granted, those 32-inch iMacs that we were talking about, those are still probably in 2024. But to actually get some new iMacs, well, that would be a nice change, particularly with that M3-powered silicon chip. Gurman also went on to make another bold prediction. A new iPad Pro with, yes, you guessed it, the M3 version of that chip as well. This also goes completely against what we've been hearing out of China with our main man Ming over there, saying that the supply chain for M3 Pro and Max chips, they're actually expected in the first half of 2024. Well, Twitter. What can be said? Well, this week it's 50% of the ad revenue. It's gone. That's according to the man himself. Yes, according to Elon Musk, Twitter is spending much more money than it is making. This was all sent out in a tweet by Mr. Musk, talking about the ongoing negative cash flow. Now, funny enough, this also comes on the heels of Twitter's ad revenue sharing program, where they've actually begun paying out some creators. Now, according to Sensor Tower, who are actually an estimate research firm, their numbers are showing advertising spending fell by 89% to around $7.6 million. And according to Reuters, Twitter has an annual interest payments of about $1.5 billion. That's actually the debt that the company took on when Elon took over. So as you can see, yeah, math, it never lies. Finally, are you ready to do a little cyber trucking? Well, staying with Elon Universal News, Elon did a little trucking with the new Tesla Cybertruck. Yep, that's right, Tesla's Texas factory has actually begun producing its first Cybertruck, and it may not take too much longer before you'll have your shot at owning a Cybertruck too. Well, at least in the U.S. I'm sure a lot of you out there are thinking, yeah, we've heard this before. And yeah, the Cybertruck has had years of delays. But Saturday morning, Tesla tweeted out a photo of a Cybertruck that actually just rolled off the company's Texas assembly line. However, though, it looks like this vehicle is just a production intent model, meaning there'll probably be some more changes before it ends up in the hands of the public. As for what it's going to cost you, the starting price is about $39,900. That's for a single motor variant and not much bells and whistles. The three motor unit, which is probably the one you're going to want, especially if you're going to do some cyber trucking, well, that's coming in at about $70,000. Got a story no one else is listening. We'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also could use your support for the new show so we can keep this train rolling, or this Cybertruck rolling. Please head to patreon.com/BTN News today. And don't forget, if you contribute $5 a month or more to the new show, you get the exclusive access to the weekend edition. The new show, yes, is part of the British Tech Network, so head to britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can also find the latest Mac show and big shows as well. Also, don't forget to join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best in tech. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.